For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. Another breakdown at an aging lock and dam has halted river traffic on the Ohio in western Kentucky. Becca Schimmel of the Ohio Valley Resource reports it's the second such interruption in less than a year for a stretch of river that carries some 90 million tons of cargo annually.
During periods of high water at the locks and dam number 52 near Paducah, Kentucky, traffic passes over the gates called wickets. The wickets look like teeth in the water and are raised individually to maintain a navigable level of water. Carol Labashowski is a public affairs officer with the Louisville Corps of Engineers. She says due to the high velocity flow around the end of the dam, workers were unable to raise all of the wickets, creating a hole.
And what we've been forced to do is, in order to get these repairs in order, we've had to shut down the Ohio River at Dam 52.
Labashowski says that section of the Ohio River has been closed since last week and could stay closed for another week. She notes the nearly century-old structures at 52 are in great disrepair. Barkley Dam will reduce the amount of water it releases to try and aid in slowing the velocity of water at Locks and Dam 52. If the Corps is unsuccessful in raising the wickets, they will lower the dam entirely and install a deflector above the problem area in order to make repairs. Olmsted Locks and Dam is slated to replace Locks and Dam 52 and 53 in October of 2018. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.